Mariner Books and Harper Audio present The Dish, The Lives and Labor Behind One Plate of Food by Andrew Friedman. Read by Michael Lomonaco. In memory of three friends lost during the year I worked on this book, Marcia Nassatier, Tom Perrotta, and Eddie Schoenfeld, who shared respectively my love of movies, tennis, and restaurants, and whose passion, intelligence, and humanity continue to guide and inspire me, and for the food professionals who've trusted me to tell their stories. The difference between a cow and a bean is a bean can begin an adventure. Stephen Sondheim. The same people who cook it when I'm in the kitchen. Attributed to Chef Paul Bocuse in response to a restaurant guest asking who cooked their food when Bocuse visited the dining room. Show a little faith, there's magic in the night. Bruce Springsteen. Author's note. This all really happened. I just moved a few things around. Introduction. How does it all fit together? The great, albeit fictional, parapsychologist Fox Mulder once theorized that dreams answer questions that we don't know how to ask. The idea for this book came to me in a dream. I woke up one morning with a concept fully formed. To select one dish in one restaurant and profile the people in the restaurant and beyond its walls whose lives and work culminate on the plate. The question posed by the dream was, how does it all fit together? It was a query I couldn't answer, even unconsciously. That was the point. If I wanted to answer it, I'd have to research and write the book. I've been reporting and broadcasting about chefs and kitchen culture for close to 25 years. During that time, I've observed hospitality professionals during both prep and service, interviewed or casually gabbed with everyone from the chefs to the dishwashers in well over 100 places, visited farms, sometimes for an overnight stay, and been privileged to enjoy thousands of lunches and dinners, and often to discuss them with the people who conceived and prepared them. I've been privy to every building block of a meal, but couldn't tell you with specificity how to snap together the pieces that made up any single dish. By what means of communication and instruction are new recipes and dishes disseminated to cooks? How do farmers determine what to grow and how much, process orders from dozens of chef customers, and organize and execute their packing and delivery obligations? Exactly when and how do kitchens purchase produce and proteins, fish and meats? And by what synchronous miracle do multiple cooks achieve the feat of having the disparate components of a single dish ready at the same time and at the correct individual temperatures, while also executing myriad other tasks in the pressure cooker of a service? If I couldn't answer these questions, what did the average restaurant patron know about what it took to produce their meals? Taking it a step further, did any of us really understand precisely how much work, creativity, and collaboration were represented on even just one plate? To find out, I followed the dream's dictate and worked backward from a single dish, forensically tracing its construction along two tracks. The individual contributions of members of the kitchen and dining room teams, and the work undertaken by farmers and purveyors to grow, raise, and process the key ingredients that comprise the dish. After a search conducted from my home office during the COVID-19 pandemic, I settled on Chicago's Wherewithal restaurant as the focal point. Because Wherewithal exclusively serves a set or tasting menu that changes weekly, and the chefs create best under the gun, I didn't know what the dish would be until I was on the ground at the beginning of the
sample complete. Ready to continue?